Welcome to the Gate Crashers podcast, where we storm the gates of publishing and dare to talk about the realities of the industry. I'm your ivory tower representative, Amanda Liedeke, literary agent and vice president at McGregor & Liedeke.
And I'm your self-publishing insider, Carice Crow, novelist and speaker.
So we've all read about online posts affecting someone's job career, right? Like we've all read those articles.
I don't know that you go a week without, you know, it being revealed, oh, so-and-so said something and
now they're fired.
Boxing and yeah, like it's everywhere. It's all the time and everywhere.
Yes. And it is also in book publishing. Surprise, surprise. Right?
Oh yeah. I mean, human nature.
So I thought we should talk about how the words you say online can affect your author career and your potential of working with publishers and authors and all of that. Because I've seen it firsthand. One of my authors recommended a friend of his. Like he was like, hey, this friend of mine, he's got a book idea. He's got a following of, you know, X number of people. And it was an impressive number. And, you know, just check him out and see if you guys can work together. And so I went to check the guy out. And the guy, his book idea was, you know, something in religion, Christianity, something along those lines. It was nonfiction.
Sure.
And I went to his Facebook, and it was nonstop, one political post after another. Like really aggressively political.
I've known people like that. And I'm thinking of one specifically where it was one issue, and it's one of the big issues. I won't name it, but think of the big three that always come up, and it's one of those. And that was everything that he posted about. I mean, 80 to 90% was about this one topic that had nothing to do with his business, had nothing to do with what he was writing.
Yeah.
And that was the page that, you know, when he would have business contacts, he would send them, friend me on Facebook. And it's like, okay, I don't know that I needed to have all this information about exactly how you feel about this political issue.
Right.
It's off-putting.
It is extremely, yes, it's extremely off-putting. That's exactly how I felt. It's like, okay, so he had a good book idea, but if I go to find him online, which readers will do and publishers will do, this is the brand that I'm being presented is a strong personal statement on an issue or on politics or whatever it may be. And that doesn't line up with the author brand that he is trying to create. They're two completely different things. He's not trying to be a political commentator.
Right.
You know, that. So that would be one thing if he like had this political book and, you know, we're going to go through those publishers. Okay, then I can understand why you're, you know, so fired up about this. So that was the experience that he was offering his followers. Right. And it was just like, no, I don't, even if that experience would line up with the readership for that type of book, it's still a no, because it's going to be this huge disconnect between what he's writing and then the experience that you have online with him.
Exactly. Because it's not like as an author, oh, you can't ever say anything about religion or you can't ever say anything about politics, but it does need to line up. They need to be the same. You know what I mean? So I write a lot about LGBT equality and I write a lot about diversity, and my Facebook posts, they match up with that. Like they go hand in hand. So if you don't like my Facebook posts, that's okay. You probably won't like my books either. And neither one of us is misleading each other.
Right.
You know, it's not like you read my book and then went to my Facebook and were like, whoa, I didn't get that from her at all. No, they're very much the same personality behind those.
Right.
You know,
I have another story about an author. We were close to a book deal. Actually, the publishing house had made an offer on her book, and, this was some years ago, so this is like kind of an embarrassment for me too, but like the publisher decided to Google her. All right. And I hadn't done that because, again, this was like, yeah. So that's why it's embarrassing for me, because I didn't Google my own author and find this out. But they decided to Google her, and they found out that, first of all, that she had a different name. Like the name that she was using with me and with the publisher was not her real name.
Okay.
And then they found out that there was a lot of people who did not like her and questioned her authenticity within the space that she was writing.
Oh.
And they also suspected that she, and these are people online talking about her. They suspected that she would go on like chat rooms and on message boards and all of that and create accounts to defend herself through a different name so that she could like stand up for herself. People were onto her that she was doing this, creating all of these different accounts to defend herself and to promote her stuff and say, oh, have you guys read this author? She's amazing. And it was just her talking about herself. So that killed the book deal.
Dude, giant red flags.
Giant red flags.
Wow.
And that was an embarrassing phone call when the publisher called me and was like, do you know about this?
And you're like, what? No.
I should though. I should have.
I assume that probably not only would that have ended that writer's chances of a book contract, but you probably didn't keep working with that writer.
No,
or did you?
Oh no.
Oh no.
we fired her and
yeah.
That was it. And it threatened my relationship with the publisher. Like the publisher was ticked off. Don't you vet your clients? How did you not know? What do you think we are? You know,
right.
If we didn't have such a long-standing relationship with them, they probably would have been like, no, we don't want to hear from you ever again. Don't pitch us. But you know, we had done a lot of business with them over the years, so they forgave us. They forgave me. So what you say online will affect your career. And I've come up with four just kind of rules to keep in mind. And of course you can expand this to just everyday life, but you know, looking at just through the lens of being a writer and how do you manage that online persona and even your private online pages, mm-hmm. and how do you balance that with obviously sometimes wanting to state your opinion, but not wanting to jeopardize your career. So
yeah,
four rules to keep in mind. The first is to consider your brand whenever you write a post. And Carice, you touched on this, you know, with the LGBTQ, like that's kind of, that's where you write. And so what people find online is going to, it reflects that.
Exactly.
And so just for anyone, if you've got a post, even on your private page, that is really off brand, and even contradictory, especially contradictory, don't do it. But yes. If it's really off brand, really think about that and think about if it's worth posting.
You know, a couple months ago, as we're talking about this, I'm reminded there's an author that I used to follow on Facebook. And right when the George Floyd protests were happening, she waited a couple days and then her brand was all about, it was Christian, it was love, it was family, it was acceptance and tolerance. And a couple days later, she came out and basically said, this is a made-up issue. Mm. Black people don't have problems like this. Mm. They're basically just looking for to get something for free. And it was like, I think she might have blown up her career.
Yeah.
Like she had to remove the ability to review her author page because it was just getting bombed with 1-star reviews. She made several posts about this, not only like her initial one, but then she kept defending herself and digging that hole deeper and deeper. And people were chiming in like, this doesn't sound like the person that we've known. And she just like was completely dismissive of hearing any other side of the argument. When I saw that, like I got it, like I saw it like maybe a week and a half after it had happened. And I was just like shocked that this person I'd enjoyed following was so, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, you'll see posts from people like that and you're just like, do they not realize how people are going to react to this? And it's just,
right.
That's tough. And that leads me to the next point. Don't post anything that you weren't willing to stand behind. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of, you know, people just walking back what they say online. Like they'll throw right. something out there and then they'll be like, well, I meant it in this way, in this context, and on this day of the week only. Like,
right.
They really walk it back. So again, if you've got something controversial that you really feel, you know, it still kind of fits in your brand, it's something that you really want to say, make sure that it's something that you can stand behind.
Yeah. And don't post those kinds of things in the heat of the moment. Take right. a couple days to really mull it over. Because once you put it out there, you can never take it back.
Right.
But even if you have a solid following, and even if people are saying, hey, where's your opinion on this? You haven't waited on this. It's totally okay to say, look, this is my opinion. And I took a couple days to make sure that I got the wording right, because it is so important to me. Oh, okay. Well, that's great then. You know, mm-hmm. even if you have good intentions and you get the wording wrong, you can never take that back.
Right. Oh, never, never. And so mm-hmm. that's why rule three, if you don't have anything good to say, don't post, don't comment, walk away. If mm-hmm. you don't, like, I don't think there's just no room for negativity online unless it happens to be part of your brand.
Right.
Like, again, if you're that political commentator, if you're that rabble rouser, like if that's your brand, okay. You know, you still got to think about it.
Right.
But then it makes more sense. But if that's not part of your brand, just don't do it. Don't want, mm-hmm. just don't post it, walk away, cool off, let it go.
Absolutely.
And finally, I would say to be sure to make your personal profiles as private as possible. And you also want to really limit the friends that you have on those personal profiles, because mm-hmm. that is the space where you should be able to express some of these things more freely. But you don't want people screen grabbing what you're saying and sharing it with everyone. And you don't want it to be this public thing that is spread around. So you really have to just be careful and make sure that you can trust the people that you're allowing on your personal private pages and profiles. These are like your private ones where you show pictures of your kids and stuff like that.
Right.
So be careful that you really vetted the people that have access to those and lock them down as much as you can. And even then, take these other points of advice to heart, because at the end of the day, a Facebook rant never changed anyone's mind.
It's true.
So you have to just weigh the importance of making that post versus your author brand and what you want out of your career. And we're not saying to not take a stand. We're not saying that at all.
No.
Just be intentional. Be mm-hmm. smart. Don't do it in the heat of the moment.
It's always better to, if you're going to post something that you really feel strongly about, it's always better to phrase it in a way that's upholding one person instead of condemning the other. Mm. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yep.
So from an agenting perspective, have you ever had this happen where you have an author who, you know, they were on brand for their social media, but then they kind of just come out with something out of the blue, and it either, you know, it's either so controversial or what if it goes directly against your personal morals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then you're kind of put in a position of having to defend them because they are your client. But at the same time, there's no way you're happy about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So how does that work?
Right. Thankfully, I haven't had any big situations like that, thankfully, because yeah. I mean, that is like, I don't want to be at the crossroads. And I believe in freedom of speech. I absolutely do. And I believe in, you know, letting someone state their thoughts about something. But goodness, if it ever got into a situation where it was really toxic, I mean, then I would have to like make a decision, like
right.
for my own ethics, for what I felt was right, and weighing the whole like freedom of speech versus do I want to be associated with this person? Like, cause
right.
Those are two separate things. Like, they can have the freedom to say whatever they want to say, but that doesn't mean that I have to stand beside them.
Right. It doesn't mean that you have to be forced into defending them, because that, right. Then that would infringe basically on your freedom of speech. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. And I venture to say, for a lot of agents, when this happens, and probably for just a lot of people in business, you know, it comes down to how profitable that person is. And like, that skews your compass of like, if they're making you a ton of money, well, you're probably going to stick it out a bit longer than if they're right. not.
Right.
So that's just goodness. That's just the human nature side.
Make everything more tolerable.
Right. And I'm not proud of it, but that's how it probably goes, is my assumption.
Yeah.
If it was a situation where I didn't feel like I wanted to be associated with them, or I didn't want to have to defend them when I was at a conference or when I was interacting with other people, if I couldn't bring myself to being okay with defending them, then I would have to let them go. If we were mid project, I would, do what I could to release it to them so that they could take it to another agent and not make it messy.
Because on top of that, I would imagine that could affect your relationships with publishers if they find out that, well, Amanda's representing so-and-so and she stood by them while they said X, Y, and Z. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I mean.
And then that could affect your other clients.
Right. And we've seen, with other things that have happened, we've seen publishers are pretty forgiving. But you really see it start to affect things with how you're viewed by other authors and how you're viewed by other agents, because agents are really, the moment they see that you're doing something that they think is wrong, they will clamp on and like make sure that the world hears about it.
Right.
Because it's competitive. It's a competitive field. So, you're navigating that. Just everyone else's opinion of you, to a point, who cares what everyone thinks. But at the same time, like, you don't want, it's hard to manage that, the act of, well, do you know that they continue to represent X client or whatever. It's hard to to deal with that.
I think I just made a finger pointing post the other day. Got a lot of likes though.
It happens. Hopefully you weighed it against your brand. And
I did. And I stand by it.
I think I did see that post.
If I got called out for it, I'd still stand by it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Gate Crashers podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a review and be here next week for a brand new episode.